Good afternoon. I'd like to call the May 6th meeting of the Ways and Means Committee to order. We do have a quorum. Representative Agbaje, have you had a chance to review the minutes of May 2nd?
I have, and so moved.
Thank you, Representative. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Opposed? The minutes are approved. Thank you. Today we have before us the Omnibus Jobs, Labor, and Economic Development Budget Bill, Senate File 1832. We will be placing our language on that bill through the DE. And as amended, it will go to the General Register. With that said, the Chair moves that Senate File 1832 be recommended for placement on the General Register. And the Chair additionally moves the Delete Everything Amendment A25-0077. All those in favor of adding the DE amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. We have the DE before us. Senate File 1832 as amended is now before the committee with recommendation that it be placed on the General Register. Like to, we do have the chairs at the table already. You guys are prompt. Thank you for that. In the meantime, I would like Mr. Adrians to explain the target for this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The target for the Workforce, Labor, and Economic Development Committee was a reduction of $50 million in the first biennium from the base that was established in the February forecast. And then in the tails for fiscal years 28 and 29, it was another $50 million reduction from the base.
Thank you, Ms. Adrians. Gentlemen, I don't know who wants to go first, but please, Representative Pinto, looks like you're going first. Please present the DE.
Thank you, Chair Torkelson, Chair Stevenson, members of the committee. You've got the two Daves here, and I'll be the Dave who goes first. Members, as Ms. Adrian said, we had a $50 million general fund cut in both the first biennium and in the tails. That was accompanied by prohibition on spending anything net from the Workforce Development Fund. I will say the chairs found that to be a challenging set of fiscal constraints. This is the usual thing that you've heard from other chairs as well, that the bill would look different if each one of us were a chair. I think it also would look different if we hadn't had those fiscal constraints. And so those are challenges that we faced. Work together. You'll note this bill is coming out quite a bit later than some other bills. The chairs, we worked very closely together and collaboratively in many ways, but found there were just a couple small issues that we had some trouble getting over and ended up working with leadership on those issues. The total cut in the bill, general fund, approaches, I think it's $68 million, maybe a little bit less than that. You'll note that that's a greater cut than the 50 because we did want to be able to make some investments or maybe highlight those investments. There's a program, Vocational Rehabilitation Services, very important to both of us and to members of the legislature, provide support to people with disabilities in employment, and that program's had a shortfall. There have been some layoffs. We allocated $5 million in general fund spending to that. A teacher apprenticeships program carried by Representative Mueller in the original version, though with quite a few changes, collaboration. Shout out to Representative Frazier for working with her on that, $3 million to that. A proposal from Representative Bakeberg relating to giving young people access to STEM careers and encouraging that. That's just under $900,000. Grants relating to child care from Representative Lee and Representative Lesnikar that adds to $1 million total between them. A proposal from the governor and from Representative Greenman relating to misclassification, which is a real concern, exploiting employees, but workers, but also fellow businesses and government as well. And then members will have followed that there's been a lot of discussion about grant programs throughout the budget, but in particular in this area, we have programs that do a lot of excellent workforce development work, many different individual organizations. As chairs, we have allocated some additional funds, I think getting close to $7 million, to several competitive grant programs and have made an adjustment to one of those programs and would love to continue to make adjustments to make sure that if we do make a shift having more of these programs be funded through competitive grants so they can work as effectively as possible, and there's plenty more work to be done on that. We're so grateful to the organizations and nonprofits that are doing excellent work out there, and we want to make sure that we're doing our part on our side as well to have programs that allocate well to that. Unfortunately, a number of cuts were made to hit those that spending. You'll see in the spreadsheet a program called the Minnesota Investment Fund and the Job Creation Fund make up the bulk of those cuts, but a number of other things as well, including, unfortunately, a operating increase for DEED of $1.65 million. There's a number of other cuts as well. Happy to answer questions. But I think probably I've described things generally in terms of budget, and I'll note that there's a few policy provisions as well, but I guess that's not the committee we're in, so I'll turn things to my co-chair to say anything he wishes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Chair Baker.
Mr. Chair and members, thank you very much for this opportunity. I think Chair Pinto did a really good job kind of explaining the overall of the bill. You know, we still have, you know, working through some important policy issues that I think are still not super defined, but they're in the bill here today as a placeholder. Again, the non-compete is a very important policy that we need to keep working on this. It's part of the DE today, and it's something that we need to kind of keep working on. And again, there's other business mandates that have need to be worked on, and maybe in other areas, not this bill today. So with that, Mr. Chair, again, just to circle back, I think Chair Pinto and I have been very committed, though, to trying to find the best process we can to help those workforce providers out there, whether you're nonprofit or profit, but to help them find the best way to get the dollars to them, whether it's through the competitive grant process, which I think we're very aligned on, but we obviously have a much different kind of a bill we're looking at than the other body. So we just had a much different playbook to work with over here, and we look forward to the next step. So with that, Mr. Chair, members, we'll take questions.
Thank you, Chair Baker. Any questions for the chairs regarding this bill? What's happened?
We appreciate your support.
Co-Chair Stevenson, any questions or remarks?
Thank you to the chairs. How long are you?
Well,
you know, we've been at this for more than 3 minutes, so I don't know why you're being so dilatory, Mr. Chair.
I'm just a little bit set aback. I was expecting more activity. Well, thank you, Chair Pinto and Chair Baker, for your hard work on this bill. It's very much appreciated. I know you both are heavily invested in your work, and it is appreciated. Seeing no further discussion on Senate File 1832 as amended, I renew my motion that Senate File 1832 as amended be recommended for placement on the General Register with instruction for nonpartisan staff to make any technical changes necessary to reflect the will of the committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Gentlemen, you're on your way to the General Register. Thank you.
Thank you, members.
Would you like to talk about tomorrow, Chair Stevens?
I'm happy to, Mr. Chair. Tomorrow, this committee will be taking up the Children and Families Bill and the Health Bill, and it is possible that we will also be amending the budget resolution in order to accommodate some minor changes as a result of the Health Bill. And then there's a possibility for further action beyond that we are still discussing.
I would note that further action might require a recess and a recall of the committee later in the day. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we are adjourned.